Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, coming at you live from the Visalia Home Show, the Fall Home Show 2016. And this is the last day of the home show. We're having an absolute blast. And it brings me to our last recipe. This is pumpkin stuffed turkey breast. And I know that sounds kind of insane, but I'll tell you what, I'm a bit of an insane kind of chef. And once again, special thanks to our sponsor, not only My Job Depends on Ag and Foodie TV, but also to Quail Park on Cypress, where I also serve as the Culinary Service Director. Now, remember, first and foremost, you all know me. You know what kind of a chef I am. So if you ever have any questions, comments, concerns, you have tips with recipes, you want to learn how to not make your turkey dry, hit me up, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com, or just Google me, Facebook, Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef, and Instagram, UntamedChef777. We are doing big, big things representing the beautiful Central California and the beautiful state of California all together. Let's get started. I need two turkey breasts. We're going to go ahead and we're going to cut those in half. Now, turkey breast is one of those really fun things to work with because everybody thinks, oh, this is like chicken. I absolutely love the flavor of turkey over chicken personally, but you know it's kind of hard to find year round. But what we're going to do is we're going to take these turkey breasts. We're going to go ahead and make some little pockets in them. The way you make your pockets, you're going to go ahead and put your knife halfway through the turkey breast, and then you're going to go ahead and you're going to twist it to the left, or you can even twist it to the right, whatever you feel comfortable with. Counter or clockwise, and that's going to make a nice little hole. Then what we're going to do is we're going to fill those little pockets with a mixture of half a cup of Spanish onion, 3 cloves of garlic, 4 tablespoons of pumpkin puree. We're going to go ahead and put that in a nice hot pan with 3 tablespoons. Actually, we're going to do 2 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil. We're going to let that all mix together, and then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add in a tablespoon of brandy, and we're also going to get 4 fresh sage leaves, and I want to go ahead and have those a beautiful slice on those right there, and chiffonade is probably the most proper way of saying it, and because the sage is really good with turkey and with pumpkin. It's just all a wonderful marriage. We're going to do 2 tablespoons of sugar and 1 tablespoon of brown sugar. And want to mix that all together. Now, remember, you're only going to fill these turkey breasts up enough to where it's going to, it's in there and that's it. This is just an accent flavor. We're not going to go and stuff this thing till it's flying all over the place. Always season with salt and pepper, 375 degree oven. We're going to put the turkey in there. And if it slides out when it cooks, it's okay. But that flavor will be cooked inside of there. And I promise you will enjoy this after 15 minutes in the oven. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for AgNet West.